USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Taliban in Afghanistan has agreed to a temporary nationwide ceasefire in order to allow the signing of a peace agreement with the U.S. The peace deal would let the Trump administration bring American troops home from Afghanistan and open the door to end America's longest war. Officials in Washington have demanded a promise from the Taliban that Afghanistan would not be used as a base by terrorist groups. After an 18-year engagement, there are about 12,000 U.S. troops deployed in Afghanistan. The statement from the Taliban followed a report from an Afghan official that a Taliban attack had killed at least 17 local militiamen. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against a Hezbollah militia. The Pentagon said it hit 5 targets, 3 in Iraq and 2 in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Russia says it stopped a terrorism attack reportedly planned in St. Petersburg because of a tip from Washington. A Russian news agency says 2 Russians were detained on suspicion of plotting attacks during New Year's festivities. The Kremlin says Putin passed on his gratitude to President Trump during a special Sunday phone call. 2 people have been killed in a shooting at a church. A 3rd person has been critically wounded. KRLD reporter Andrew Greenstein.
White Settlement Police Chief J.P. Bevering says the shooting started just before 11 this morning.
A man entered the church and fired a weapon. A couple of members of the church returned fire, tracking the suspect who died at the scene.
One of the victims has died and the other is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno says there are many more questions than answers.
We are working very hard to find motive, to get to the bottom of what happened.
Andrew Greenstein, White Settlement, Texas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In a Gallup survey, the government has been named as the most important problem facing our country. USA's John Clements reports.
Gallup presented a number of choices for the concerns of Americans, ranging from the economy, immigration, and for national security. But the government was at the top of the list for the 3rd straight year at 27%. That is up over last year when it stood at 22%. When Gallup questioned respondents about their party affiliation, as expected, the Democrats blamed President Trump, while the Republicans blamed the U.S. Congress for its dysfunctional actions in general, as well as the Democrats in the U.S. Congress. I'm John Clemens.
An actress and deaf activist is highlighting the challenges of in-flight accessibility after a frustrating experience. USA's John Hunt reports.
Switched at birth actress Marley Matlin called out Delta Airlines on Twitter for its lack of accessibility for deaf and hard of hearing passengers, drawing attention to the challenges to those with disabilities while traveling. Her tweet said, "Sad to see that my preferred airline, Delta Flight 1998, has provisions for various languages and audio description for in-flight entertainment, but no closed captions for deaf and hard-of-hearing flights." She used the hashtag NoAccess and ADA Compliance. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.